Now for a few of your letters. The piece that ended last week's show was one of mine from a few years back about movie blurbs. In it, a reviewer named Andrew Johnston, then of Us Weekly, said that reviewers in small market media will say anything to get their names onto ads. Sheila Abrams of Schooley's Mountain, New Jersey, took offense. She writes, "As a longtime arts writer and editor for local weekly papers, I can say that it ain't necessarily so. Maybe since my outlets are so small, nobody cares enough to offer me bribes, but it wouldn't work if they did, because I care what my readers think of my judgment." And finally, Amelia Heath, Ross Day, Reed Vanderberg, Peter Gunn, Pete Wells, Tom Heckler, Jay Lister, Dan Cahoon, Justin Henderson, and David Tellickson all sent emails to chastise me for saying Willamette, when of course I should have said Willamette in the great state of Oregon. Just kidding. Oregon. I know, it's Oregon. Oregon, I know. And keep those emails from Oregon and everywhere else coming in to onthemedia@wnyc.org. And please don't forget to tell us where in Oregon you live and how to pronounce your name.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.